Good morning, gamers. Welcome to Morning Martlet, your trusted source for the latest in gaming news. Grab your morning potion and let's level up your day. The Game Developers' Choice Awards have concluded, celebrating the outstanding achievements in the video game industry for 2023. Baldur's Gate 3 emerged victorious as the Game of the Year, showcasing the excellence and innovation of Larian Studios' RPG title. Here is the list of winners across various categories: Best Audio, Hi-Fi Rush, Tango Gameworks, Bethesda Softworks. Best Debut, Venba, Visai Games. Best Design, Baldur's Gate 3, Larian Studios. Innovation Award, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, Nintendo. Best Narrative, Baldur's Gate 3, Larian Studios. Social Impact Award, Venba, Visai Games. Best Technology, The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, Nintendo. Best Visual Art, Alan Wake 2, Remedy Entertainment, Epic Games. And finally, as already spoiled, Game of the Year, Baldur's Gate 3, Larian Studios. Riot Games' highly anticipated MMO project has been reset and likely won't appear for several years. Riot co-founder Mark Merrill updated players with a thread on Twitter, letting them know that the team made the decision to go back to the drawing board some time ago. He explains that the initial vision just wasn't different enough from what you can play today. So while the currently unnamed MMORPG is absolutely still in development, major changes behind the scenes will keep it under wraps for quite a while longer. We don't believe you all want an MMO that you've played before with a Runeterra coat of paint. To truly do justice to the potential of Runeterra and to meet the incredibly high expectations of players around the world, we need to do something that truly feels like a significant evolution of the genre, Merrill said. This is a huge challenge, but one that our team of deeply passionate MMO players and game development veterans is incredibly motivated to pursue. To help maintain a smooth transition, the League of Legends developer has brought on Fabrice Condominas as executive producer. In a separate post, Condominas expressed his excitement while addressing the undeniable challenge the team faces, saying, "The road ahead is long, and we are still in the first few miles of a marathon. But I'm confident in our journey and excited about the possibilities that lie ahead." At GDC 2024, Epic held its State of Unreal event, unveiling the latest news and developments coming to Unreal Engine, specifically Unreal Engine 5 and Unreal Editor for Fortnite, UEFN. Here's a summary of everything announced during the 2024 State of Unreal presentation. Marvel, 1943, Rise of Hydra. Amy Hennig and Skydance Media unveiled Marvel 1943, Rise of Hydra, a project spearheaded by Hennig. The game will use Epic's MetaHuman Animator for more photorealistic facial animations. Integration of MetaHuman to UEFN. Epic announced that MetaHuman Animator and MetaHuman Creator will be integrated into UEFN by the end of April. This will allow creators to craft photorealistic characters and facial animations using captured footage from devices like iPhones or head-mounted cameras. Fortnite season developed on UEFN. Epic revealed that by the end of 2025, it will ship the first season of Fortnite made entirely using the Unreal Editor for Fortnite, UEFN. Additionally, a first-person camera setting will be added to UEFN this year. Fortnite Creator Tools. Epic announced new creative devices and racetrack templates for Fortnite creators, including elements from Rocket Racing, Fall Guys, and Lego. This aims to provide more ways for creators to express their creativity within Fortnite. Epic Games Store mobile version. Epic shared plans to release the Epic Games Store on mobile devices via the iOS App Store and Android's Google Play. The mobile version of the Epic Games Store will feature an 88-12 revenue share for developers and will allow Fortnite to return to mobile devices in the EU. Dune: Awakening Deep Dive. Funcom provided more details about its upcoming open-world game, Dune: Awakening, powered by Unreal Engine 5. The presentation highlighted how the Dune IP leverages Epic's technologies, including its use in pre-production for the Dune film. Unreal Engine 5.4 release. Unreal Engine 5.4. Preview 1 launched during the event, with a full release scheduled for late April. This version includes motion matching, a feature that streamlines character animation and has already been utilized in Fortnite. Remedy Entertainment has provided details about its eagerly awaited Max Payne 1 and 2 remake, disclosing that it shares a comparable development budget with the recently launched Alan Wake 2. Under a new publishing arrangement, Remedy is collaborating with Rockstar, the company behind Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead Redemption, to remake the first two Max Payne games for PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. While Remedy is handling development, Rockstar is fully financing the project. The Max Payne remakes are being built on Remedy's Northlight game engine, which was also used for Control and Alan Wake 2. Notably, the original Max Payne titles resulted from a partnership between Remedy and Rockstar, with Remedy in charge of development and Rockstar handling publishing. Rockstar subsequently developed Max Payne 3. Although Remedy has not disclosed the exact development budgets for Max Payne 1 and 2 Remake or Alan Wake 2, Finnish analysts estimated Alan Wake 2's total budget at 70 million euros, $75 million, with 20 million euros allocated for marketing. According to CEO Tero Virtala's statements during the fiscal year's financial results report, Alan Wake 2 has already recouped a significant part of the investments made by Epic Games Publishing by selling over 1 million units by the conclusion of 2023. Released digitally on October 27th across PC via the Epic Games Store, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S, Alan Wake 2 is Remedy's fastest-selling game to date. Virtala expressed optimism about the long-term sales potential of Alan Wake 2, citing Control's successful long-tail sales as a precedent. Blizzard Entertainment has announced a delay for the release of Diablo 4 Season 4, with the new launch date set for May 14, 2024, instead of the previously planned April 16th date. The announcement came during the latest entry in its Campfire Chat series. This delay also means that Season 3, known as the Season of the Construct, will be extended for an additional month. Adam Fletcher, Diablo community lead, provided insight into the decision to postpone the release. He explained that the upcoming public test realm, PTR, for Season 4 won't launch until April 2nd, with the testing phase concluding on April 9th. With this timing, the team aims to gather and incorporate player feedback before officially launching Season 4. Fletcher emphasized the importance of ensuring that all new system changes are thoroughly tested and refined based on community feedback. To facilitate this process, Diablo 4 players will see the in-game date for Season 4 adjusted accordingly. Additionally, PTR will only be accessible via PC Battle.net for this iteration. Fletcher noted that this approach allows the team to be more responsive to feedback. However, they are exploring alternative methods to make PTR available to players in the future. Obsidian Entertainment's espionage RPG Alpha Protocol has been resurrected by GOG 5 years after its removal from digital platforms. Initially released in 2010, Alpha Protocol was pulled from Steam in 2019 due to the expiration of music rights, particularly affecting scenes featuring copyrighted tracks like Turn Up the Radio by Autograph. Publisher Sega, still holding the IP rights for Alpha Protocol, cited music-related issues without providing further details at the time. Now, after 5 years, GOG has successfully brought Alpha Protocol back with all its original music intact. The game is available DRM-free and boasts several additional features, including licensed soundtrack, support for achievements, full controller support, including DualSense, DualShock 4, Nintendo Switch Pro, Xbox Series, or Xbox One controller. Localization support, compatibility with modern operating systems, and cloud saves support. Developed by Obsidian Entertainment concurrently with Fallout New Vegas, Alpha Protocol follows the journey of Michael Thornton, a covert agent tasked with executing Black Ops missions worldwide to uncover a global conspiracy. the game gained recognition for its innovative dialogue system, advanced quest mechanics, and contemporary setting. Despite its unique features, poor sales ultimately thwarted hopes for a sequel, with Sega acknowledging that it fell short of expectations. That wraps up today's episode of Morning Martlet, where we ventured through the twists and turns of the gaming industry. And until next time, keep playing, keep dreaming, and keep listening to Morning Martlet.